Today is March 24th, 2024, and this is the Pulse Museum's daily centennial moment. River closed to traffic all day. Repairs which are to be made to the 8th Street Bridge swinging apparatus will make it necessary to close the bridge to all traffic on the river from 7 o'clock this morning until 7 o'clock this evening, City Engineer W.L. Lovejoy announced yesterday. All tug operators were notified and reported that little interference with their work would be caused as little towing is to be done on Sundays. Replacement of worn gears, which cause a grinding noise when the bridge is being swung, will be accomplished within the time stated. In other news, youthful bandits rob Aberdeen man on Carr Avenue. Two armed bandits described by their victims, H.C. Fox of the Grant Hotel of Aberdeen, as mere youths, shortly before 9 o'clock last night, held him up on the Northern Pacific Railroad tracks near the Hoquiam River end of Carr Avenue and forced him to give up all the money he had, between $2 and $3. After taking his money, they ordered him to continue on his way while they fled in the opposite direction, the victim reported. He immediately notified Chief of Police T.A. Carnine, but a thorough search of the district by himself and Patrolman Sharpley and Johnston failed to disclose anyone who might be suspected of the crime. In other news, county booklet showing resources will be 24 pages. Decision to increase the number of pages of the booklet setting forth in pictures and descriptive matter the resources of the county was an important outcome of a meeting Friday night at the Advertising Committee of the Greater Grace Harbor Development Bureau in the office of Harry Collins in Aberdeen. The layout, or dummy, which will be followed in making up the booklet, of 20,000 copies of which will be issued, was practically completed. In other news, bids asked for dead red cedar. Bids have been asked by Forest Supervisor R.L. Frome at Olympia on about 200,000 feet of dead western red cedar timber on an area measuring about 20 acres, a short distance, east of the Olympic Highway near the burn, about 5 miles south of Lake Quinault. Standing or down timber designed for cutting is to be taken under the terms on which the timber is offered. Bids will be received up to April 1st and must be accompanied by a $300 deposit to apply on the purchase price or to be refunded to unsuccessful bidders. In the city and county news, reward $5 for return of a girl's bicycle taken from in front of the YMCA Friday night. Return to 416 Carr and no questions asked. The Brotherhood of the American Yeoman will give a card party Tuesday evening at 8:15 at the AOUW Hall. 10 prizes will be given. Robert H. Shearer of the Service Department of the Washington Iron Works in Seattle, who has spent some time at Camp 6 Polson Logging Company as part of the service of his company, was in Hoquiam today en route to Seattle. And finally, the U.S. Fish Hatchery has had two divers employed this week getting the nets ready for the run of quinaults. The run Thursday was 195 quinaults, quite a number for this early in the season. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on March 23, 1924. With our winter closure now nearing its completion, we look forward to welcoming you back this April 6th with engaging new exhibits on transportation, maritime, and local manufacturing history. As we continue preparing the Polson for visitors to return, we encourage you to explore our online presence at PolsonMuseum.org, where you can view nearly 30,000 images from Grace Harbor's past. You can also catch recent centennial moments you missed from the link to our SoundCloud site, all found at PolsonMuseum.org. As always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Polson Museum's daily centennial moment.